What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, I'm off the projections page for the moment. And the 1905 New York Giants baseball page with Moonlight Graham playing one game for one inning.
Were there details about whether the game got postponed or stopped early?
No.
I was saying with the story from the movie, I think, is that that happened. But I don't remember for sure.
No, it doesn't look like that.
Okay.
But back to the previous conversation, we could easily look up an article about it.
Don't. I'm sorry. I wanted to fact check myself, basically. I feel like that's the story from the movie, but maybe without any sort of a rain out. Maybe the game just went on and he was scheduled to bat, but he never got his turn and the game ended and he got sent down and that was that. It didn't have to be some act of God that led to it or anything.
It was a complete nine-inning game.
Okay. So there's that. So he just never got to bat.
The poor man never got to bat. Yeah. And then he went to become a doctor. Until he died in Minnesota at age 87.
Right.
Felicia's going to start to think I've got a girlfriend. Wink. now I'm back on it, but I'm leaving that page. What I was on and I'm back on now is Warren Sharp's Quarterback Tears.
Mm-hmm.
That may have been a Rich Rebar production, but that's Warren's site. And we... I asked you earlier about this, and you had seen it, and Justin Fields in the A flight did jump out to you.
Yes.
That's the third flight. That's the third tier. The top tier, S+, I can't wait to talk to Rich about this, and Warren. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. Tell me what, as we go here, you think might be egregious. Anything there? Hurts on... Mahomes not being there, Hurts being there, what? Daniels.
I think Mahomes not being there is more difficult to accept than Hurts being there.
Okay.
I think Mahomes might have more claim to being on that tier. I think the rushing is what separates the guys that are up there, and that's what certainly pushes Hurts to that level. And I'm okay with that. Like, I think he's been, the last time we talked about this, sort of in general, was maybe a month or so ago, and I felt like I maybe given Hurts a harder time than I should. He's been, I don't know, excellent. What else do you need?
They don't throw the ball that much, or they didn't last year. I mean, he's had other years.
Yeah.
But it was, I can't say it was easy.
Yeah.
But relatively speaking, it was.
And you wonder if, you know, obviously they run it great, so, you know, you don't have to, but if you had to, can you? Like, would you be able to get, like, could he throw for 4,800 yards in a year? Or would you be asking for trouble because he's going to make mistakes and get you beat? I mean, I don't know. That probably is the ding on him, but I'm okay with him there.
2 years ago, he threw 15 interceptions. Remember they had, is that the year they beat the Bills?
Yeah.
They were running away and then they fell apart.
Right.
38, 58, 65%, 23 touchdowns, 15 picks. Okay. Well, debatable. Second tier, A+, Mahomes and Burrow. Interesting to separate those two guys from the top guys. A.
I think the rushing is important enough that I don't mind doing that.
Is that maybe what Rich did here? I mean, Rich is a fantasy player. He might be looking – I'll read it. It might be about production. And Allen, Jackson, Hurts, and Daniels give you production. Mahomes and Burrow do not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just that. It doesn't have to be that, I think. It might be, though. It might be, though.
Yeah, I didn't read it. I'm open to it. I favorited it, so I can go back to it tonight or tomorrow or whatever. I'd be surprised if it's not that. I mean, those guys up top all do that at an elite level. And, to me, Hurts. I mean, who's a better passer than Mahomes or even Burrow? It's the running that I think elevates him, but we'll see. I mean, you read the piece and you can, find out for yourself, but I'd be surprised if it's not that.
The way Warren sets it up, based on expected performance in 2025, guessing that we're talking about numbers. Flight. Why do I keep saying flight? Like golf has the A flight, the B flight. Right. Golf on the brain, somewhere in the back. A tier, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Drake May, Justin Fields, Kyler Murray. Fields being there, even Murray being there, further the suspicion that we're talking about rushing yards here, not just a quarterback ranking.
There's no way to me Fields is above a C tier if he's not elite rushing the ball. So that almost has to be the explanation there. I think him there, and who else? There was, you said
Murray.
May. That just feels a little. I like him a lot. I'm not excited. I'm intrigued. I'm extremely interested. They're in the Bills division. How quickly he ascends. I think he's ascending, and I think he's going to be really good. So I'm not excited about that from a Bills standpoint, but it's exciting in the league. Another guy showing up, and maybe he'll be this level of good. I feel like it's a rush to get him that high already. Daniels, to me, warrants being up there. Like, he had a massive year, and I would expect that to sort of continue. May did not have a massive year. Like, he's good. He's promising. There's not a lot around him, and that's a big reason why he probably didn't put up the numbers Daniels did. But I don't know. That feels like a bit of a rush. I don't know if he and Fields I'm willing to accept on A tier.
Again, though, a runner.
Right.
So
sure.
That's got to be a part of this. B tier. We've got 11 quarterbacks already accounted for. Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love. That's Tua, I think. Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford, Bo Nix. Just faces, by the way, if you're wondering if I can still read. I'm just going by faces. CJ Stroud, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence. It's a lot of bees. It's 10 guys, 10 bees. That's a swarm.
Yeah, that is. A swarm of bees. Fine.
Nix.
Fine. They're fine.
Tua.
B. Yeah.
A lot of bees.
Yeah.
So you had 11 above B and then now 10 more at B. Mm-hmm. 21.
21 guys.
Four Cs. Who do we have here? We have J.J. McCarthy. Bryce Young, Cam Ward, is that Penix, I think? Gotta be. That would make sense. McCarthy, Penix, Young, and Cam Ward. Young is interesting.
Yeah.
What happened? He was so bad.
Yeah.
In the year two that they took him out. Like, it was that bad. First overall pick, they took him out. He had to go back in, right? There was an injury. Mm-hmm. Dalton? He went back in because of an injury and was good. The rest of the way, he was good. He ran a little bit, too. So, are we fine? Did that just sort of get well? Kind of looked like it. Bryce Young. What a story.
I'm not sure I'd want to bet on it being, like, bankable yet, because it is kind of it's a weird timeline. But, I mean, the best was at the most recent, so that's encouraging. Yeah, that's wild to think, like, where he was even earlier that season. Man, that's right. Like, I don't remember if he said the thing that guys often say. I remember EJ Manuel saying this, like, you know, what did I learn? I'm just going to let it rip. Yeah, I got taken out. I was too overthinking, too cautious, whatever. I was going to let it fly. I don't know if Bryce Young said any of that. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he did. It's the kind of thing you would certainly think, like, if you get this thing that you sort of were ordained to do. You're the number one pick in the draft. Like, you are an NFL quarterback, franchise quarterback. Here it is. And it goes so badly that you get benched. I also would want to let it rip when I get back in there. It might not work because I'd be terrible. And Bryce Young, I guess, isn't terrible.
He did get a new coach.
Right.
To the move to Dave Canales. Who was his coach the year before? Rule? That's longer. Oh, Reich. Frank Reich. That was a disaster. Frank Reich. Now he's at Stanford, I think, right? For 1 year.
Right. Isn't he like interim?
Yeah, he's filling the shoes for a year.
Yeah.
D tier. Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, Aaron Rodgers. Nobody's running. Darnold a little bit. Nobody's running here. That's part of the equation.
Stick with nobody's running. No.
Geno Smith.
That seems harsh on Geno Smith.
I agree.
Who is the most accurate passer in the league?
Yes.
Something
yes.
to that effect, right?
For years. 2 years.
That's tough. Geno Smith is with, I mean, Darnold had a great year, and you may not want to trust that. And if you're projecting into this year, I think look out below with Seattle. I just think he could be in real trouble out there, Darnold. So that's what this is. This isn't like a career achievement list. It's where are they now?
What happens?
And what are they
going
to give you?
That's right.
I'm maybe the most stunning thing on the list is that Geno Smith is lumped in with Aaron Rodgers and Sam Darnold.
Okay. F tier. Yeah, we've got you know they're grouped by teams. Richardson, Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart. One of these is Tyler Shough, the other is Spencer Rattler. They're both in Saints jerseys. I think Shough on the left. And then Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett. That's how they were ranked here. That's your F tier. What is there to say?
Good luck. good luck if any of those dudes are playing.
Here's the write-up on Mahomes. 2024 featured career lows in yards per attempt and yards per game. Career low, 26 pass touchdowns despite playing 16 games. Career high, 30.8% of passes thrown at or behind the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Third highest rate of the last decade, Jake Browning, Alex Smith, at throwing passes behind or at the line of scrimmage. Wow, that's
not company you
don't
want to be in. No.
Career high 36 sacks taken. Career high 108 hits taken. All of that sounds terrible. But on the bright side, Rashi Rice, Marquise Brown, Xavier Worthy never played a game together. And then Warren finishes with, we expect Kansas City to transition toward a re-emphasis on pushing the ball downfield and running their offense through wide receivers, and they improved at tackle via the draft and free agency. Well, for fantasy, I want to see that, because mm-hmm. that's been one of the most frustrating things in fantasy, is the Chiefs just not getting off. Like, you think you could safely invest in Patrick Mahomes and
a couple of his skill players.
Weapons,
right.
And that's just not paid off at all. Kelce was just okay last year, numbers-wise. You know, he's kind of lost it. So for fantasy, let's go.
Yep.
Real life, I don't think so.
We've talked this through a couple times already this spring and summer, and like on one hand, yesterday we're building these parlays for division winners, right? And it's like, yeah, are they just going to win every year like the Bills? Like, no, the division's better. The AFC West is better than the AFC East right now. And one of these teams, I doubt it would be the Raiders, but you know, I don't know. There's a lot of new there, you know, maybe, but I think somebody else could knock them off. The other side of that, though, is everything Warren just said. Like, Mahomes, you're doubting him. There's a host in KC. It's not our buddy Alex Gold. That is dad bod. He's on vacation. He's not in shape. Mahomes, I'm talking about. Like, all of this stuff, I just could see, like, a record year coming from him and that offense. Like, just, like it says, pushing it down the field, Xavier Worthy and Marquise Brown, and, like, let's go.
I think they're going to start 2-4.
Tell me all about your two high safeties. Like, they're either not going to win the division or Mahomes is going to win the MVP in a rout because he's going to throw for 6,000 yards.
I think they're going to start 2-4.
Okay.
Well, maybe even 3-6.
Really?
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Versus the Chargers in Brazil. They're a small favorite. Small, but they're favored. Eagles.
Anything can happen when you play a game in Brazil.
That's so right. That's been true over the years.
Throw out the record books.
Throw them out. Eagles week two.
All right.
At the Giants.
Come on.
Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
At Jacksonville.
That's not cake.
No. That's not cake. Like that show where you ask, is it cake?
No, that's not cake.
That's not cake. I think so, too. They've had battles there. Maybe one or two. Lions.
Mm.
Raiders, Washington, Bills.
Get out early, Bills.
Right?
Get out early. Yeah, the only thing that gets in the way of that is that last year they should have lost like five games because guys couldn't make kicks or something. Like
Do I have them starting 1-4 at home? Kansas City, I might. Eagles, Ravens, Lions, Raiders, Commanders. If the Raiders are anything, those are five tough games. It's probably four. The Super Bowl winner, the Ravens, the Lions, who were, what, the two seed in the NFC? And Washington, who beat them.
Right.
And then they come here, Kansas City, bye week. All right, what are we at? That's nine games. I got them like 3-6. Bye week at Denver.
I keep going. Mike picks the Chiefs.
At Denver. That means they're packing it in.
Yeah.
3-7. Indianapolis. Okay. At Dallas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Houston at home. Chargers at home. They're making a run in my mind. 7-7 at Tennessee, Denver rematch, Raiders rematch.
Oh, don't let them get in. Nobody wants to play the Chiefs.
10-7
Nobody wants to play the 7-seed Chiefs.
That's right. 10-7 will make it. Probably will make it. But also probably not be first place. Could be. And then they're on the road. Oh. Come on, you want this game.
Imagine a year where the Chiefs are having that season, but the Ravens beat the Bills on opening night, and they're just ahead of the Bills all year. Bills just can't catch up, can't get even, and they need to get even and pass them because of the tiebreak because they lost to them on opening night. And you end up being the 2, and the Chiefs are the 7 rolling in off of that year. But they won 5 out of 6 down the stretch or something, right? Oh, my God. I'm getting anxiety. It's July 8th. I'm having anxiety about something that is not likely to happen at all. But if it does, not going to happen until January.
Not impossible.
No.
You should want it, I think.
I don't want anything that isn't the 1 seed right now on July 8th.
Okay. Would it be fun? That would be fun. Uh-huh. What also would be fun is if the Bills are the 1.
You thought the tank was fun.
I did.
Yeah.
If the Bills are the 1, I mean, there's been nothing fun since. If the Bills are the 1.
That doesn't make it fun.
And Kansas City is on the road. We'll be talking about like whether we want them to win. It'll be Kansas City at somebody, Houston or the Chargers or somebody, right? Or the Ravens. And if they win, if they're like they're the only road team to win, they would come here in the second round. And now there's no more excuses. Fold the franchise if you lose that game. Like that's how this go out. The stadium would go out. Fold the franchise if you lose that game. Now you get Kansas City at home again, off rest.
Right.
And they lost 7 games.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I had
buddy.
I had the bye in this scenario.
You had the bye.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. That.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You'd want somebody else to beat him, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Yeah.
Too many nightmares of Chris Jones and Travis Kelce.
I do not need the notch on my bedpost. Like, oh, I got him in the play. I don't care. The flag is flying no matter what. Just bring me
Colts.
Just bring me Jacksonville. I don't care. Whoever.
Quote, bring me Jacksonville. End quote. Bulldog. WGR, July 8th, 2025. Wow. Bring me Jacksonville. Look at this guy. That's out of context.
You're the one over there that's got the Chiefs 3-9 or whatever the hell you did.
I know, but I still got him in. I still got him in. I mean, really, if they win 12 games with that schedule, that's tremendous. I mean, it's harder than ours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If they win 12 games with that schedule, that's tremendous. And their over-under is probably 11.5.
I mean,
right?
The division alone is just so much of that. Like, even the Raiders, you don't. There's no – well, I mean, we'll see, right? There's no Jets. I'm not worried about Miami. New England may be coming. Like, maybe they split with you. But those Chargers, Raiders, Broncos games all sound harder than anything the Bills have in their division to me.
Okay. Patriots come closest
to the Raiders.
Yep.
The rest, I don't see a Denver Chargers in this division. Just don't.
You failed to remember Justin Fields is on the A tier.
Ah, darn it.
And so is May, or May was B? May was B. Tua and May were both B. Allen was S plus.
S plus.
We had, in elementary school, we had O, S, and N, right? Outstanding, satisfactory. And then N, negative.
N was negative.
I think that was it. So you could have gotten like an O plus, but not an. Could you have gotten an S plus in that grading system?
I don't think so.
It's satisfactory, but better.
Yeah, no, it's better than satisfactory. Is bordering on outstanding.
Bordering on it doesn't. Who knows? Sal Capaccio joined us earlier. We talked some Bills, of course, with Sal. That's coming up next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.